following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Hey, everybody, I'm Saul.
Good, man.
And I'm Slippery Slimy Jim.
Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Oh my God, you're
yeah.
So Virginian.
No. That's not what I said.
I know that's not what you said, but that's kind of what you were getting.
No. It's much worse.
It's much worse than that.
It's like I won a Kids' Choice Award and I just got gack.
Oh, you just got slime.
Oh, yeah. You got the slime.
Yeah.
Nice. That's perfect. Hello, listener. Welcome back to the show. If you're picking up what we're putting down here in this little intro, it's Nobody 2 release weekend, everybody. Put your hands together. Yay.
Big day for Winnipeg.
Big day for Manitoba. Big day for Winnipeg, if you didn't know that,
we
listener.
Did it again.
Last summer, it was shot here. And I, as a employee of a certain rental firm in Winnipeg, got to be a part of that production. And Nobody 2 at one point had the record for the most pieces of equipment on a site.
But that's awesome. Changed already?
That's changed already, actually.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Godzilla
yeah.
took it.
Yeah. -2 is coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Little House on the Prairie has dwarfed that
oh my
completely.
God.
Are you being serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
That's the FX amazing. Budget for them. Is
yeah.
Just
they're bringing everybody back.
No, dude, they're so. Practical.
Yeah, I know.
Right? Like, if you don't know this, listener, out in Oak Bank is a little, like, 29-building
town. It's a giant soundstage.
Right? It's 100%, but it's from 1870 fucking 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they have, they need everything.
Well, Nobody 2, they built, like, a carnival, right?
They did. This is what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your big hurrah in the end, the big final action sequence when they're on vacation is at this water park.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was...
Wet and Wild.
Well, no. Nor Fun Mountain. There's another one. The name eludes me right now. If you know it, listener.
Another water park?
There's another water park. It's like a smaller water park.
In Manitoba?
Like, in Manitoba.
Tinkertown.
No.
There's Thunder Mountain. There's Fun Mountain. There was Skinner's.
There's no more Fun Mountain.
Fun Mountain is no more. Skinner's
it's not,
is no
I shouldn't
more.
Say it's a water park as much
what
as.
What does that mean?
As
a
much
big
as it's
community
like a really cool splash pad somewhere.
What?
Kildonan.
No. It's what's out of cool? town. It's like out.
What's appealing about a splash pad?
Nothing.
To you?
Well, if you're family, I'm sure a lot.
If
but
you love
why
the
are
corn
me?
Maze,
build it
from the makers of the corn maze.
All I'm saying
giant
is
giant pool.
When you see that scene, guys, understand that they yeah. contacted, Showtime Fairs or whatever.
Yeah,
like
yeah
the
yeah.
people who do select fairs and shit. They contacted them. They brought the full kit and caboodle. So, like, all those fairs you see in the parking lot,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
they brought that to set.
Nice.
Then they also made water slides in the background to kind of give it that feel.
That's awesome.
And then they asked me to send 12 booms to shoot it. It was,
jeez.
Like, this pink and blue and orange neon. I got photos of it somewhere.
That's so cool.
Like, in the middle of nowhere out of town.
Yeah,
so, like,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you look at that sequence, know that it's a shitty splash pad somewhere in Manitoba.
That's awesome.
But the point is
I love that.
Right? Like, that's what I love about... Like, yeah, it's fun we get to do this and shit, but we get to now do this in a place that has such a cool film industry.
Damn
right.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
shit that people are like, oh my God, that's all over Variety. That's all over Deadline. That's shot here. Like, you feel you're part of the...
We're a part of something.
We are.
Well, and I love that we have the space and the room for them to build actual stuff. Like, they build sets, they build... all these things because they can hear, you know what I mean? Whereas a lot of other cities, like, they film a lot in New York, but they're using New York as the backdrop.
Yeah,
you know
I mean, Winnipeg was Winnipeg once for Ice Road with Liam Neeson and Lawrence Fishburne, and they were like, yeah, we're going to Thompson. That's only 3 hours away. Like, what the fuck, guys?
That's
like,
great.
Do
we're
your
mining.
Math. But, so yeah, Nobody 2 was filmed here. Bob Odenkirk, Sharon Stone, Christopher Lloyd, RZA. Connie,
the Riz.
Insane.
Yeah, like stupid Paisley
awesome.
Cataraugh, who's done the show when she was like 8. She was on with one of the local acting studios, and we interviewed her.
Nice.
And she's Hutch's daughter.
That's awesome.
I'm sure things are different now, but good luck, Paisley. If you're still interested in talking to us about the show, that'd be great. The point is that we're celebrating with Nobody 2 Weekend. With a segment we've done here in the past called, Martin came up with this, called Pitch It.
Pitch It.
Pitch It.
Yeah.
It's pretty simple. We take the actor from one of the movies that's coming out this summer and we go, hey, what should they do next? And we all theorize and pretend we're in an elevator with them and we pitch them quickly. I'm going to pretend to be Bob one round. Jimmy's going to pretend to be Bob one round. Charles is going to try to be Bob one round. And we're going to see who has the best idea for Mr.
Best
Bob.
Bob wins.
Best Bob wins. Do you know what the episode's titled? Bobstacles and Opportunities.
Oh, that's good.
That's a Bob's Burgers ass name.
Yeah. I figured there was a little.
That's
great. Like, how can we?
Odenkirk does voices on.
It's so meta.
You could say that for any show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So that's what we're going to do today. That's why we're doing it. We're super excited to see the premiere. Like, everybody in town went to go see it last week.
Nice.
Due to my birthday, I was like, oh shit, I actually can't go to that. That being said,
where did they do it?
They did it at Polo. They did Portage. They did it at Polo Park. They
nice.
Did it at Cinema City, Silver City. And I think like 150 of them showed up.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Like it was, they had a second unit. They didn't tell me they had a second unit until halfway through production. And I was like, why do you guys need double of everything? They're like, oh, we have two units. I'm like, that would have been really helpful weeks ago to plan. Like,
that's wild, though.
Yeah, I did not know that.
That's cool.
That's, yeah. And another, before we go on, another
double
little
double everything, Mike.
Double Bob Odenkirk. He shot two movies here back to back.
Yeah.
The other one is called Normal, which is premiering at TIFF this year.
Toronto Nobody National and Film Normal. Film.
Nobody
That's
and
great.
Normal.
That's great.
Normal's, he plays a small town sheriff who kind of figures out the town is really dark and mischievous, I should say.
Full of zombies.
Doing shit. Doing shit underneath the law, and he kind of comes into town as this new sheriff and figures it out.
Oh, cool.
That's all I really know.
Walking but tall with Bob Odenkirk.
Kind of, yeah. Awesome. Fucking 2x4.
I'm right? down with that. Anyways, kind of got a hot fuzz mix in there too, like the greater good. The town does everything for the greater good.
He's and like we saw him here. He was at the Gold Eyes game when me and Sean
went.
Did. He threw out a first pitch. He loved it here. He did a comedy night at where the hell was it? Where
with Kevin McDonald?
With Kevin McDonald.
He did, yeah. right?
They
at,
did.
It was at the Hargrave.
Yeah, like True North Square there.
Yeah,
those
tickets
sold out in half a second.
Yeah, they were
like, he really made sure that he got out and like supported the town and shit.
Yep.
And so, yeah, you've got cool people
then
making cool
back.
Shit. And he came back. He didn't even leave, I don't think. Like, I think they just like literally just.
He's still here.
He's here right now, guys.
Well, they have to film Nobody 3 here. I think that's just
legally.
87 North has filmed 4 here.
Yeah.
Nobody 1 and 2 with Love or Love Sucks or Love Hurts and Violent Night 2, Violent Night 1 and Violent Night 2 is filming right now.
Hey.
Oh, it is.
They're
Merry Christmas, Mike.
That's awesome.
He's a Christmas Santa in New Jersey in a mall. That's where he's ended up, guys.
So where are they filming that?
David
Portage Place?
I don't know, probably.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
They're going to use that footage of Santa getting arrested a few years ago from like Polo Park Mall or whatever.
Exactly.
It's great free footage.
Viral marketing. There you go.
There's some found footage for you, Santa.
But it's David Harbour again?
It's David Harbour again. Okay, good. Yeah, it's called Red Viking Productions. That's
I hope
their
they
new
bring
name.
Leguizamo back. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
He's a chimney sweeper.
I don't know, man. He's pretty dead.
Yeah, that was a great. It was like a Mortal Kombat kill. Was
he
so
was
good.
Put into a perfect like 4x6.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
It was
up.
Great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it. No, he definitely didn't.
Before we get to the nuts and bolts of this, Jimmy.
What did I watch? Yeah. Well, I tricked you. I said I watched Evil, which I did, but I'm actually going to talk about Hot Saw Summer. I'm getting Zoe to watch all the Saw movies with me.
Oh.
So we watched 1 and 2.
That's amazing.
We loved them. Well, because they announced that Lee Won L... has the rights
the
to
rights
it again.
Yeah.
And he's going to be working on it, a new one.
He's apparently writing and directing the next one, which is awesome.
They announced that.
They want to write.
I don't know if you guys heard, but they announced that at SawCon.
SawCon?
Yeah. Did you guys know about SawCon?
Is it like
there's an actual SawCon?
Yeah.
No.
Well, SawCon D's nuts.
I am now. Because I walked right into that.
We fell for it.
We did.
Oh,
that was like real Big Brother.
You know what that was? That was Up Dog. Is what that was.
Oh,
what's that? What you just said? Yeah. What is that?
What is that? Say
damn
again.
It.
What was that?
Damn
say the
it.
Say the words.
We have been watching them and we're loving them a lot.
Zoe hasn't seen any of them.
No, we watched the first one a few months ago and she liked the first one.
Okay.
And now
first
anytime she's like, "You can pick a movie," I'm like, "All right."
The next Saw. There's 18 of them.
Yeah.
So giddy up.
And there's a new one coming probably.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
They are.
Yeah.
There you go. My question though is, was that did the secret stick for her? Did she not know?
She didn't know.
Oh, that's the best. Yep. That's
okay. That's cool. Because
Saw's got a very good mic drop, but if you know, it's like, what a waste.
It doesn't have. It's diminishing returns.
Exactly.
It's so good, though. It's so good.
But we get Donnie in the second.
Yeah,
one.
Donnie's back, and he's hard-boiled cop.
Hard-boiled cop.
This is before Blues or whatever. Yeah. Like he is.
But like such a shitty cop that he can't even look in a box in
the
room.
I don't give a shit about my kid.
That's
right. I need my kid.
Yeah.
If he just listened.
He sweats the whole movie too. He's just sweating.
And what's been her favorite kills so far?
Oh, I don't know. You know, we really didn't enjoy the needle pit at all.
The needle pit
I love that you brought that for me is still the hardest one.
That's our least favorite.
I have a needle phobia and I just that whole thing and when they have to pull them out. Oh,
and
the,
Amanda goes for it.
Yeah, she does.
No,
yeah.
She needs to. Oh my God.
She
do you remember
to.
When we came up with our own saw trap?
Yeah, I do.
Are these the three
these
depraved
nuts.
These nuts, Mike? These
depraved
nuts.
Individuals, but these nuts
got them.
That was a great episode.
On behalf of Jigsaw, we have to make the new. That's a good pitch meeting to Jigsaw. We should do that episode next. Our pitch.
Who do you
want to
go after next?
Yeah,
let's figure out what people from
was
real
that
world
CEO really. You?
Yeah, but like, let's pick the CEOs he should go after and make a whole Saw episode out of that.
I'm worried to show her some of these movies because they are a bummer.
Oh, there's nothing fun and happy about them.
No. They're stupid, but it's not. Yeah.
After
kind of
three, they clearly didn't really know what to do. And
I love
that the big twist. Three is great.
Three is great.
But what I'm saying is after three, because three, the big mic drop is like, Jigsaw's gone. Amanda's gone.
Is
like,
that the
you know
one with
mean?
The shotgun collar? Is that three?
Is it the one with
brain
it is
surgery?
Three.
Look me in
it
the eyes when you're gonna kill me.
And Donnie's is a fucking ice blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But isn't Donnie's the one too where they reach into the and then they have to pull down, but there's razor blades.
See, all she had to do was not do that.
Okay.
She does that. Doesn't she like try
that's the second one.
She puts her hands in and then as she's bringing them down.
And she's like, I'll get it out with the other one.
Yeah, she's like, this one's a dud.
Just a fucking idiot.
I have two for a reason.
You should try to watch three back to back and see where her torture porn line is, like where she's got to cut it out and be like, I'm done.
Well, I saw 3D is where it starts to get not really fun anymore because it's just mean.
Is Saw 3D the one where it starts in a public display? It's like a storefront.
It's like,
at
we're
Dundas
breaking
Square.
Up with you, Jennifer.
And then it's the blade that they push
it's
back
Dundas
and forth.
Square.
They filmed that in Toronto. Yeah. As soon as that out, Claudia and me both said at the same time, like, that's Dundas Square. And she's like, I think it is. And then I looked it up. It's like filmed in Toronto. I was like, yep,
so
definitely.
I might have the movies off, but I'm pretty sure the woman who's in the trap won.
It's a trap.
Do you remember Scream Queens?
Yeah, like the reality
TV show?
Yeah,
won that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm pretty sure a couple of the winners of Scream Queens have been in Saw
movies. Wouldn't be shocked because that's where the Saw franchise went at that point.
Yeah.
Where they're like, yeah.
They stopped caring.
It. You know what I mean? Is like I liked the Chris Rock one, actually.
No.
I haven't seen that one
yet. I did.
Spiral?
No.
It's adjacent.
Did you watch it?
It's not packed into the other 24 movies. Like, it's its own thing.
But it's a cop. It's the cop investigating it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I see.
Well, see, there's a trap plot and there's a cop plot in Saw movies. And that's it.
Right.
It's very basic.
Right.
You don't need much, though. You just need some improvisation and some engineering ideas.
But Chris Rock... No more improvising. Just read the script, man.
Was he improvising on that?
Just read the fucking lines. Yeah, he was improvising. You can feel it because every line is a Chris Rock bit.
Oh, that's great.
It is kind of true, actually.
That's hilarious.
I think about it. Yeah, watch it again with that eye now and
that's
see
so
how
funny.
Much of it's just
read the lines.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It is a very, like, it's one of those things where I'm like, even when they announced Chris Rock and, like, it's in the Saw universe, I was like, really though, like who approached this?
I don't know
who made this one happen.
Someone
Leon
got the right.
Not.
I don't see it.
He watched his baby get bounced around from family to family.
That's right. He's gonna fix it.
Yeah. The problem with Saw was it got to a point where the twist was he had a protege. Amanda was a protege. You think it was the only one, and it was like, okay, so they're departing us, but they went too much.
But aren't you?
It was too much.
Aren't
like,
you cheating on your leader? Your mentor.
If
you have a protege.
I think it's the Emperor being like, I don't have full faith in Dooku, so I'll make sure I have.
He was right not to.
I'll make sure I have, you know, like
Dooku's
a backup
almost there, but I'll have,
of some Vader backup and whatnot.
All right.
But the last one is like the ultimate twist. Like, it's supposed to be the biggest like mic drop, is the stupidest thing ever. And it's like, no, this doesn't work for me. I don't know. Like, can I...
Yeah. For
okay.
Saw?
Yeah. Because, yeah, this is like 10 years
Statute
ago now.
Statute of limitations has
so
expired.
So the big twist at the end is Cary Elwell's character from the first one
yeah.
is the actual main protege and the official new
yeah,
Jigsaw.
Yeah, Dr. Lawrence Gordon.
Yes, and
I'm
that's how it ends. Yeah.
That's where we are with it?
That's how it ends. It ended...
you see him crawling out in the third one, I think?
You do. You do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or no, you just see the foot
okay, see, I didn't...
in the room, but he's not in there.
Because okay, in the second one, they go back and you see Lee Wan L's body in the corner, but you don't see Lawrence Gordon anywhere. You
that's
just
right,
see the
that's
drag
right.
marks.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
100%
yeah.
right.
Because
like
Amanda
a
let him out.
Decomposed version of Wan L.
Because in the third one, you find out Amanda opened the door. Because it ends with Jigsaw closing it and they're both
you're
in there.
Jigsaw, bitch.
But Amanda...
Hold the door. Hold door.
But yeah, no, and the ultimate twist is that that was the ultimate initiation was the first one. Him cutting his foot, nobody out of all of them, even Amanda, didn't prove themselves on that level, so
he leveled up.
Is the ultimate protege, and I was like, I remember watching, I was like, no.
See,
I do not accept this.
That,
sorry.
That explains why I thought we could have something with Cary, because I did not know that that's where it all...
Yeah, there. So I think you find out there's a secret society of people that basically
always one.
Know about Jigsaw, and they're like the Society of Owls. They
Jigsaw,
have to make sure
Jigsaw,
it keeps going.
Jigsaw.
But the big twist is he's Jigsaw doing it still.
There can only be one.
So I guess the idea was if they were going to continue that timeline, he would be
all
the
right.
new Jigsaw.
Yeah, all right.
Whereas
I don't know what Lee's going to do. I'm hoping for a reset.
Yeah, so for what it sounds like...
Like hard reset? Like
he's wanting, yeah, maybe a sequel to the first one.
He's wanting okay. to do. He's wanting to make it known that like it definitely is, it needs to be reset or at least do an, it makes sense to have someone take over after Jigsaw.
Very
Jigsaw
convoluted.
Can't live forever, but I think this new one should just follow with that new Jigsaw.
Copycat.
No more Kramer. Kramer has died.
He's long dead.
Right. So why does this person decide to take up on that mantle? And it could be even something like Jigsaw's been done since Kramer died. So it's like the Unabomber's gone. But what if the Unabomber showed up, even though we're like, the Unabomber's dead. What the fuck? You know what I mean? So that could be really fun. But yeah, I don't think they should continue the original storyline at all. It's
no.
a mess.
Is your rewatch with Zoe for the first time better than watching it the first time?
No.
What's
I think you can watch. I think you're not supposed to watch these movies a bunch of times.
No. What does that say about you as a person?
Maybe that I'm a good, healthy person. Maybe that I'm just, you know, good.
They still hold up?
Yeah, I mean, it's still fun. It's just they start to get a little more sad. Like the first movie's just, it's a thriller more than anything, because it's not torture, but they don't show, like, I think when people
call it
that.
The first one's good, man.
The first one is the mold breaker.
It's also filmed really well. Like, again, these were young writers, filmmakers. They had no money. They made this movie in, like, 13 days.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that is as student film as it gets kind of thing. And it became a huge... But, like, I like one of my favorite scenes in the first one that always stands out is when the photographer is getting fucked with.
Yeah.
And the only light he has is the flash from his camera. And it's one of those timed ones. So they light
that's
up the whole
see,
that
yeah.
was great.
Frame. It's so well filmed.
And their first movie. Like,
right.
There's little
like
flashes
what?
Of how good he is. And
yeah.
then he does things like Invisible Man, and you're like, oh,
yeah.
it,
Invisible Man
it
was
always
beautiful.
There.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was
for
always
sure.
there.
Okay,
sure.
how many?
For Saw 1 and 2?
Well, I mean.
One's great,
how many
two.
Bear traps on the head?
Yeah.
You know what? It's going to get a 5, and it's just going to get worse from here.
Okay. I took part in body horror.
You pervert.
Yeah.
What'd you watch, Mike?
Watch Together.
Ooh.
Oh.
Alison Brie and
Dave Franco.
David Franco.
Little Dave Franco.
Little Dave Franco.
Little
man is
Davey
man
Franco.
Is little Dave Franco a bitch in this. So it's
aren't we all?
Aren't we all a little
in the relationship, let's be honest, aren't
yeah.
we all?
I succeed. I concede. Thank you.
I succeeded conceding.
Yeah, I succeeded conceding. Thank you.
Successful conceding.
Okay, so it's fun. It's really cool to watch the two of them do their thing because they are a couple in crisis. They're not having sex. They're moving to a new place. His life is being
they're stuck together.
Well, they will be eventually. but that's the metaphor, right? You have David's character, who Tony, I think, or Keith or some shit.
Did you call him David Franco?
Davey.
Well, I don't like that.
DF.
David.
Davi. Davi. He's really like, he doesn't have a license. He wants to be in a band. He's 35. Things.
Oh.
She's really taking care of him.
Very real life.
And she's like, he's not confident. She's confident. Her friends are telling her she can do better. He right. knows that he's kind of lucked out. And
a bum ass.
They
yeah.
move out to the country away from everything that they know.
He's
and
a scrub.
Kind of. Not a scrub. Just like he hasn't matured yet.
He's hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride.
Oh my God. That's great.
Yeah.
Kind of. Actually, he is because he doesn't have a license.
That's what I mean.
So at that
he's
place,
a scrub,
that
Michael. Truck.
And they move to the country.
No.
They get trapped in the wilderness overnight. They find this pond. They drink from it, and all hell breaks loose after
okay.
that. And what they end up drinking
from. You
don't
drink from ponds?
Don't yeah. drink standing
it's
water.
It's 2025.
It's not even
doing?
Just a pond. It's a pond in a cave.
What are you doing?
That he falls into. Like,
oh, my God.
It's a covered pond in a cave. It's so bad to drink from this water.
So
but,
stupid.
I mean, plot, right? So, anyway, yeah. so he drinks from it. And then
white people are so dumb.
That's
they
kind
are.
Of our
We're
thing.
Fucking
yeah.
idiots.
We should drink out of this.
After this.
This is our water.
It's so
hang on. It spirals out of control. Into the
yeah.
two of them being stuck to each other. This mucus like shit starts to build up between the two of them. They have sex. They might get caught inside of each other. Like the together aspect of the movie really starts to change after they drink this water. And you do find out as the movie progresses that there is a reason why the water exists. There may or may not be some weird cult belief behind it.
Because Satan likes jokes too.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, he's got a sense of humor.
Pretty funny guy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wear horns like that if you didn't think things were funny.
Agreed.
I made these two fused together. Pretty cool.
So
pretty cool.
The body horror is amazing. The special effects are awesome. They get stuck at one point.
Is
and
it
actually,
practical effects and
it,
shit?
It feels really
cool.
practical.
Great.
Cool.
Like I said, the metaphor for a broken relationship.
And this isn't Cronenberg, eh?
No, it's not.
Wow.
But it's like in my, I said it's a Cronenberg fever dream. That's
yeah,
how I reviewed
right.
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you get is you get a broken codependent relationship. So the metaphor for being together is like not only in the body horror, but it's like, it's in the plot, it's in the story.
Right.
It's in the idea of the film. It's funny. Like they shit on each other. They're constantly bickering. I felt like there's a lot of like you can relate to this couple in a lot of ways, save for being stuck on each other. Like everything that's about them, you're like, okay, I've been in a you're in a long relationship. Things start to change. People don't necessarily have the same desires anymore. They're pursuing different paths, so they try to reset, move to a new house, and then they drink cave pond water and everything goes
been there.
To shit.
I was gonna say like, after watching it, do you think like the fact that they are married in real life enhanced their performances?
Yeah, I think it did because they
dynamic.
Could, I think that kind of thing they would have had questions about like what are we afraid of experiencing as a couple,
right?
And how do we put that into our characters?
Also, very brave for them to do
yeah.
something like this. Also, being married, already,
like he comes in as a cuck, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
he's insecure, and he's got no confidence, and he's not proud of what he's doing in life. And she's the teacher; she's got the better job. He's jealous, like all these things happen. But then when they get sick, they're drawn to each other. Like throughout the movie, there's this force that pulls them together.
Right, right,
that
right.
That they can't even fight.
Right.
Because what's inside of them wants to now be as one. Whatever's in that water wants to connect again at
cool.
any by any means necessary. And there's shit where they hold hands and then their hands crawl
ew.
Up each other's forearms
oh,
under their
cool.
skin.
Cool.
They get caught. They get stuck on each other.
Oh.
I won't describe the sex scene. The sex scene you just have to watch because
it's
equal parts funny and it's equal parts cool. like my nightmare.
I saw them do an interview and they talked about how they used a prosthetic and they would be stuck together for like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Did you see what they did for promo for the movie? They went and threw the first pitch at a baseball game
together.
In the same T-shirt.
It's just
so his arms out one sleeve, her arms out
so
the other.
So hold on, this is just
like,
stuck on you, but if they
that's
had sex.
What
I was going to say, this
stuck
sounds
on
like
you,
a
but like a thriller.
And
like a thriller. Yeah.
I've seen this movie.
It kind of is because, yeah, holy shit, it totally is.
It's like if Aronofsky did Stuck on You, or like, you know what I mean? Or like, Darren Aronofsky did Stuck on You.
It's as if
yeah.
David Cronenberg did
Stuck on You.
That's our next debate.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I was crawling up the wall. I was grossed out. Yeah. I was having a good time. It's quick. It's an hour and a half. It's a lot of fun.
Did they write or direct it?
No. I don't think so.
This is someone who looked for them specifically.
I was going to say, if they said no, they're like, cool.
I think they found the project.
Oh, I see. And we're like, we're going to get this made.
Right, they wanted to do it. It was something.
We'll do it. We'll produce it if
I did hear they're apparently getting accused of plagiarism for this.
I've heard that it is.
Yeah, it was stuck on you.
My God.
We know.
The Farley brothers are pissed.
I've seen it. It's stuck on you.
Yeah.
It's a short story.
Is there a scene where they put on the hockey pads and fucking shout out the other team?
No.
Do they ever throw out a pitch and pick off a batter?
The shower scene's one of my favorites, too. Oh, fuck. That movie's so stupid.
Art.
And they, no spoilers, but.
They do put
There's
on
a shower
pants.
Scene.
There is a shower scene, but it's only with Franco. But they do these really cool tricks where like
Hog reveal?
Like he drinks the water but then touches her, and because he touched her, some of him got on her, and then some of her wanted to now be inside of him, and some of him wants to be inside of her.
So what happens if he doesn't drink the water?
If he doesn't touch her.
So I could have her boobs. Like that, like that, like it would fuse like that. Like well, she could have a part of me, and I could have a part of her.
Right,
fuse into,
so I could wake up with her boobs.
Fuse into one.
Oh God!
And then the Spice Girls plays in the background.
I think
actually.
The person that watched this was like,
I'm not kidding. To Become One plays in the movie.
So in Dragon Ball Z,
it's a
that's
bit.
A,
it's totally a bit.
In Dragon Ball Z, yeah, that's a few. Right.
Come on.
I feel like this person's like, what if that? But they don't want it.
You know what? It really does.
Well, Vegeta never wanted it.
No, Vegeta doesn't want anything.
It did feel
just
like...
Just to kill Kakarot.
It felt like a creepypasta from Reddit. Like, it felt like something else. It didn't. Because I'm like, this is...
It sounds cool, though. Again, horror's at a point right now where it's kind of getting this reinvention.
It's hard genre,
they're going
too.
Away from the tropes and the stereotypes, and they're really giving really cool, fucked up stories. And it's getting the attention it deserves. It's getting the production value... It deserves. I really love it. Like, I love this transformation that horror's going through right now. And this sounds so cool.
The practical that they use, there is a prosthetic for Franco. It gets pulled real tight. I'm just going to leave it there.
Sounds like The Boys a little bit, too. Like, an episode of The Boys.
It's got some campiness in it. It's got some, like, 80s body horror.
Yeah.
Like
It has to.
It doesn't take itself too seriously, but at the same time has some serious elements to the storytelling.
One of the latest trailers that keeps showing up on my feed is just, it starts with her with a saw. And he's like, do it. And I think he's going to try and cut his arm off of her arm?
No.
Or something like that?
Want to know?
Just what I saw.
No, don't spoil it.
Just seeing that, I was like, it's also a very cool way to start the ad like that. Like, yeah, that's
that
how
one,
it starts.
That
it starts
one,
like that. I was like, whoa.
That cut is shot from underneath while she's cutting. So you actually get, like, their arms are stuck together.
Yeah, right? That's what it looked like.
And then when they do the shot's from underneath the cut, and then it's going towards them. It's a really hard shot. Like, it cuts like butter. That's all I'll say.
Let me show you the video of my bris.
Oh, they film those now.
That's why they call him Skinner. He leaves nothing behind.
That's right. It grew back.
I give it 3 out of 5. You can't wait to find out what happens when you take Dave Franco and Alison Brie and put them into one.
You know,
because in the end of the movie, two become one, and then you see what would happen. Like,
if two become
it's
one.
It's three of those. It's three Alison
so
David.
So Superman and together.
Thank you.
Are getting.
I was going to say, you got to stop with the five. Five is not enough. It's not an accurate scale. You got
to
go up.
I'm not going to 10.
So Superman's 3.5. This is 3. Is really.
No. Superman
We're
out of
creeping 5. Up.
Superman's a 5.
It's a 5.
I gave it a 6 out of 10 because of numbers over here.
Well, then together got a 6 out of 10 too, Michael.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
What?
I can do that. It's my fucking rating.
Did you see Fantastic Four yet?
No, I haven't.
Good. Because it better be less than a goddamn 5.
You know probably
what,
will
You know
be.
What my review almost was of Fantastic Four? Mike's going to give it a 4.
Mike's going to give it a 4.
just to piss you off. Yeah, just to piss you off. It was going to start with that. I'm like, only Mike and Jimmy will see this.
I can promise that's probably what's going to happen.
He hated Untamed. He just feel he feels nothing.
I'm just going for everything Jimmy likes. And
more
pain. I'm being contrarian.
Superman didn't have Pedro, so 3 out of 5.
Just pain in his. Just,
there was no Pedro in Superman.
Why can't he be in fucking everything? Yeah. He's Pedro.
I was told he'd be Lex Luthor.
You know
this
what?
Is bullshit.
Mike's a bigger hater than Lex Luthor.
Oh God, Jesus Christ! At least I'm not starting wars.
Mike hates Superman more than Lex Luthor.
He's got a room of those crazy monkeys just writing fucking hate mail about Superman,
and he sends them right to me.
It's only to you. Only to you. That's
yeah.
great.
You guys, really, seriously, you can't you both of you can't wait to see what happens if you combined David Franco and Alison Brie into one person.
Arrested Development had a bit like that. Remember, they were like, well, predict what your kid will look like in 30 years.
Oh, the eyebrows.
They took a photo of each adult and made like a weird
The ending of the movie is worth it all because
but you know
those
what?
Eyebrows
it's
on Alison Brie are amazing.
It's also ambitious, too. Like it's very clear, I think, that the filmmakers wanted to get a real couple.
Yeah.
It works better knowing that they're a couple because of the things they're talking
if they
about
said no,
are
it'd
not
be
things
like,
you
want
to talk about as a couple.
Well, they had to go to the bathroom together.
Yeah.
Like they were stuck together for so long
right.
they'd have to go to the bathroom together.
Right.
So I can't imagine having to do that with an actor that you're not in a relationship with wouldn't be the most fun thing.
Well, and that's cool, too, that they did that because...
Yeah, that'd be more fucked up.
Now that I know that, they were trying to be as far apart from each other the entire movie. So making yourself shoot together gives you that idea of you get into that mind space of we're always together and now we're apart. It adds to your character development.
It's
I would
also
imagine.
Just,
I'm not an actor.
Just looking at two professionals doing what they're doing, it's also very interesting. It's to be that vulnerable because they probably have different processes of acting.
Who knows, right?
They're never on set together.
Right.
They're practicing shit, but they're not together.
They have trailers.
But they're together now.
Right, and it's easy for me to be like, oh, my wife sees my final product.
Yeah.
All the time.
Now she sees
but
my
now
process.
She's going to see, right, and like, you know, there's real life elements to that. She's better than me.
Right.
Right. What if this take we're doing, I'm rifting and
some would argue that she is.
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like that, that's
Dave's
why
never
I
made
give,
glow.
I give mad respect to them for
agreed.
Like, that's hardcore.
What'd you watch?
So I've been watching Twisted Metal.
Season two
just
Will
came
Arnett.
Out. Yeah,
Samoa Joe.
Yeah, Samoa Joe and Will Arnett make a phenomenal combination. season two just came out. I think it came out with the first two episodes right away. It's on Paramount Plus.
What the fuck is with releases now? Let's make one season two parts. Let's give you four
that.
Episodes.
No, no, no.
Like,
they
no,
came
no,
out.
No, came out
they came
the
out with
two
the first
episodes.
Two episodes on the on the first day.
Why not three then?
And then now it's
Andor
going,
gave us three. You're giving me two. It's so fucking confusing.
Not everything's Andor, Mike.
It's you know
it is right now for me.
It's a pull. It's again. It's the same way like cable TV used to be, like the 2-hour premiere special.
Okay,
all right,
okay.
That makes sense.
Again, they're all competing with each other, so it's a way to
make.
Me,
Apple did four.
Yeah.
Let's do six.
You're right.
But
it's arbitrary.
It's really good. It's really really good. What I love is like you don't need to know anything about the games, and it's fantastic. Like Claudia knows nothing. She knows like. She remembers seeing her brothers play it really young, let's say. But she doesn't know who the characters are. She doesn't know the backstory or anything. Not that the games had a lot, but it's really good. Like, the world they've created, the way that they're introducing all the characters and everything. And it's like Mad Max, but not in dystopia. It's like...
I just drove into Twisted Metal, and boy, are my arms tires.
So it's funny you mentioned that. They just introduced that guy, and it's so awesome.
Dude has tires
it's
for
so,
arms.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, so it's this jacked dude who basically, like, there's these giant tires on
you're
a rig.
You're telling me the Michelin
with,
man is in a fucking TV
and he
show?
Controls them basically like this. Like, that's his gears and stuff, and then he has machine guns in the front. So the storyline they did with it, and I don't know if this is from the game, but it's really cool. So Anthony Mackie is a character that was made for the show. And I believe...
Like the guy in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Oh, the
guy.
That,
Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think...
Like, what are you doing here, boy?
I think the two main characters were made for the show to bring you into the world. So what's great is, like, they... Like, the episode they introduced him, they went to, like, an abandoned movie theater to, like, say get... see if there were supplies, because it was a movie theater that was still around when they were kids before the apocalypse happened. Anyway, so they're there, and then... There's this, like, they hear rumbling, and they're like, what the fuck? And this dude just comes up over a hilltop, and it's the exact character from the game, the exact way you remember it. And he just starts shooting the machine guns at them and, like, revving up and going. And then it turns out there's this dude who is, like, he's basically a mad scientist. He was a surgeon when the world was normal. The world ended, and he's trying to fuse car with man. Yeah, and that's one of his prototypes. And it's so fucking cool
like
and over
Franken
the top.
Like Franken-Chevy?
Basically, right. Yeah. And it's just so cool and over the top, and they really commit to the game. Like, the game was dark and nuts, and the show is... Like, Sweet Tooth is the funniest character, and he's not even the main character, but when he shows up, it's like... Shit's going down, and they have so many references to the game. Like,
Will Arnett put on a lot of muscle for that.
He got so ripped. No, like Anthony Mackie, the way his car, like, so you know how, like, there's the stereotypical, like, oh, my car won't start. Yeah, so his, nobody can start his car except him, and it's because he goes on the steering wheel and he does the cheat code. But he just taps the steering wheel. He's like up, up, down, side, side, A, A, B, and then goes and it starts. And it's so like, and they make references.
Is that
like
a cheat
that.
Code from the game?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, it is.
Is that extra
it's ultimate ammo or something like that. So it's really funny. Like the creators, the directors, they all love the source material and they throw it in so beautifully like that. And like, it's just really good. It's over the top. All the characters that they bring in from the game, they do exactly what the game does. There's no backstory. Like, they do... Season 2 is giving a little bit of backstory. Like, each intro will be the backstory on a character, but then it'll just go right into them, and they exist with their weird whatever. Like, some of them have powers, and there's no real explanation. But because the world that they've made is so fucked, you're like, yeah, I believe it. And the main... So in the games, you were always doing the deathmatch, because whoever won the deathmatch for Calypso... could get anything they wanted.
Anything.
And Calypso is in it. So Calypso just made a broadcast message. And you know who plays Calypso? He's so good.
Who?
Barry. The guy from Barry and Superman.
Oh, fuck.
NoHo Hank?
NoHo Hank?
Yeah.
What's his name?
What was his name in Superman again? He was Miss the Materials.
Oh, Metamorpho.
Metamorpho.
Yeah.
So he's Calypso. He's so good. And he's only been in one, like, quick clip. But it's really good. Like, the... All the casting is great. It's a lot of comedians that play the role. Like Chloe...
from SNL?
Yeah.
Chloe Fineman.
Chloe Fineman played Bloody Mary, which was a great character in the game. She would always drive by and you would hear her laugh going. She does the exact laugh in the show. And like when she's leaving a scene, you hear it in the background.
Well, and
like
Stephanie Beatriz in the game. Too, right?
She's so good. Her name is Quiet because for the first three episodes she doesn't talk.
Say anything. Yeah.
So she just has the name of Quiet now. Anthony Mackie is John Doe because he lost his memory when the apocalypse happened.
Of course.
So, but it's really cool. Like, what's neat is they're taking things that I don't even know if they had backstory, but they're making incredible backstory, and they're making it play out in a really cool narrative. Like, yeah, like, and Sweet Tooth just steals the show. Like, he just steals... Will Arnett is
sorry
so
to cut you
funny.
Off. Anthony Carrigan.
Anthony Carrigan. Thank you,
yeah.
Michael.
Go on.
But it's really good. Like, honestly, and what I love about it, like, Claudia does not know anything, and she loves the show.
Great.
It's so much fun. You don't need to. But if you know the games, you do appreciate it because they're really paying tribute to it. Like, it's nice to – I love that video game adaptations are at a point where
they
they're
can be
really
good.
Yeah, like, they're really treating it like, why can't this be an Oscar production? Like, why can't we treat it?
So and spend some money here. Yeah.
Something like Twisted Metal should not have a serious tone. It's such a fucked up game series.
It'd be weird if it did.
So they're approaching it like that, and
let's
it's
have
good.
Fun. Yeah.
And like great cast. Like Thomas Hayden Church is one of the coolest characters in the first season. He's the cop. Like he's the,
yeah.
What is it again? Outlaw or something like that. And they all use their names. Like those are their license plates to their cars, and or they'll announce themselves as that. Like
right.
It's great. It's so. It's really fun. 30-minute episodes. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Oh, you just sold me. So otherworldly, dystopian, but not.
Yeah.
Post-apocalyptic, stupid fun, weird characters.
And like season one, kind of like Mortal Kombat, there isn't the tournament. There's just a huge battle that ends like the
it's
last.
Like a demolition derby?
The last episode builds up to a demolition. Like, and it's one of the levels from the game. It's the hangar. And
you
like,
never played Twisted Metal, Mike?
Did not, sir.
Dude,
wow.
It's so good. It's so good. Yeah, and Sweet Tooth
felt
is one
the
of my
respect in the room go down there. Just
Sweet
now.
Tooth Ooh. Is one of my favorite characters. He's so funny, and they use him perfectly. Like one of his secret moves, because he's so insane, is he lights his head on fire and it stays on fire, and it's exactly like the game.
How many lit clown heads out of 5 do you give it, or 10 for Jimmy?
How many?
Dude, I honestly, I give it like down. I give it like a 4.5 out of 5. It's so good.
Fucking
it's so
fives.
Good. The only reason I haven't given it a 5 is because season 2 is not done yet. But
yeah, you need a full.
I'm 3 episodes in, and it's like better than season. Like it's fantastic.
That's awesome. It's your Empire Strikes Back, so to speak.
It's really good. It's really good.
Cool. All right, watch that stuff. Tell us what you think. Leave a voicemail, Bunker. Jimmy. Check your watch. What time is it?
It's debate time.
At my signal, unleash hell. Push it. Don't push it. I'll give you a war you won't believe.
Goldstein, give me a fat beat to beat my buddy's ass to.
I know what kind of guy you are. I never would have agreed to work with you.
Are you gonna bark all day, mean doggy? Or are you gonna bite?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. Would you repeat it?
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
It's debate time. It's pitch time. It's time for Mr. Odenkirk to find out what he should do next with his career, according to the three of us cinephiles who know exactly what every A-list actor
That's
should
right.
be doing. As one of us pitches, one of us will pretend to be the infamous Bob Odenkirk. If one of us feels so inclined to do an impression, we'll try, but I can promise you probably...
It's not really a guy you can...
You can impersonate Bob. Right,
you can impersonate good Saul. Like you can impersonate some of.
I don't
characters.
Even know if you could do Saul.
Yeah, it's just Bob.
He's
What's
pretty
the
much.
Voice?
It's like, just yeah, Bob. There's nothing. Oh, there's no caricature of it.
I'm Saul.
Oh God!
Do you have to do that the rest of the episode?
I'm
You're in timeout.
Saul.
I don't know, man.
Good man.
No. Like he's just a high-strung individual who's charming and full of pranks and. You know, skirts the law. Not an impersonation.
He's a true improviser.
He is. That's why you can't impersonate an improviser.
I actually do a great Wayne Brady.
You do the best Wayne Brady.
Thank you.
You sing like an angel.
You do a fantastic Wayne Brady.
Yourself.
We drew straws, and Jimmy drew the short straw. So, Charles, do you want to be Bob, or do you want me to be Bob? Who's he talking to?
Whoever isn't Bob should be David.
Okay, I'll be David. I have glasses, you don't.
Okay.
What was it like doing the Chipmunks movies?
Horrible.
All right.
It was a paycheck.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, paycheck movie. All right, so I'll cut this. Jimmy, what's your pitch?
Well, I made it nice and easy. All we're going to do is Mr. Show the Movie or Mr. Movie. I haven't decided on the title. Now, where I want to
go with the source material.
It's unfortunate that a member of the old cast of Mr. Show had to go to jail because he stormed the Capitol.
Yeah. What? What? Really?
Yeah. He's a piece
yeah,
of
Jay
shit.
Johnston, the guy who he does the voice of Jimmy Pesto in Bob's Burgers, or he used to.
Oh, okay.
Went to jail because he stormed the Capitol. I don't think he got pardoned.
I think he's going to, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
There's a blanket pardon, I think, coming.
But he's also a dummy.
Yes, exactly. So, my solution to him being gone is that we replace him with Tim Robinson.
Oh, that's great.
That could not be a better
idea. That's hilarious.
So much easier. Now, yeah.
Sure.
I like
that?
This. I like this.
As far as I know.
As David,
can't
I like this.
Do that.
As far as I know, Netflix has the rights to it, or at least did.
To Mr.
They made,
Show?
Yeah, because they made a
Well, it was called Bob and David.
With Bob and
David.
Yeah, because
that's what Mr. Show was called. Mr.
They,
Show with Bob and David.
But they don't have the rights to it. I think HBO still does.
Okay. Oh, so that's one
that's
of those
why
little...
they just made it with Bob and David. That's how they got away with it. Because if you notice, too, I think they only make one Mr. Show joke, and it's saying they can't talk about Mr.
Right.
Show or something. Yeah.
Well, then in that case, it seems like they're pretty up in the air. So I don't know if this could be a theater kind of movie or if this is something that maybe just gets released to streaming nice and easy for everybody.
Yeah, I could see that.
It doesn't have to be anything crazy, just a series of sketches that we know and love. Maybe you throw in some of the hits, maybe you write some new ones. You got an all-star cast
The first
cast
skit
here.
Should be them storming Capitol.
Oh, God, that's so smart.
They're storming.
But they're
the
ones that are like, I don't know if we should do this. I don't. Maybe we should.
I know
do
we
this.
Said we're
are
do
you
this?
Sure?
Yeah. Like I know we're all the way here, but I feel like this is too
I
far.
No, but like, think of the cast of people that they could bring back. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, Paul F. Tompkins. yeah. Brian Posehn, Tom Kenny, the guy who does the SpongeBob voices.
Yeah.
My God, like all of these people are still around. You could still make it. It could still happen.
Totally.
That's the beautiful part of all.
Could I counter with your argument and say maybe a special again, like a 2-hour special?
The call
Mr.
it what
special?
You want. Call it what you want. Mr.
Special.
Special. Mr. Movie.
Mr. Special.
Whatever you want to call it. It can be done. It can still be done. We have all of these B&D. People that are still alive. B&D.
Yeah. It's a good. It's a good.
I just wanted more. And with Bob and David was only like 4 episodes long, so you didn't really get more.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get arrested for storming the Capitol. And
do you see Netflix doing this because
of development?
I could see Netflix doing this. I think there's enough popularity behind Bob Odenkirk to get this going. Mr.
Yeah.
Odenkirk.
Well, and they like, what is it, Nick Kroll and Mulaney did that bit that they did.
Oh, the old
guys.
They did
it on Broadway.
Yeah. Right, they did it on Broadway.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Netflix
they could easily make
it
like a Mr. Or it could even be a follow-up. Like, even if it's not an episode or it's like an hour and a half special, they could just say it's the new season of With Bob and David.
Yeah.
They could literally just do that.
Yeah.
Call it what you want.
Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All of this is my favorite part is that this is very possible and something they could do if they weren't also talented.
And it would be interesting
busy.
To see at their age too what they would come up with, right? Because Kids in the Hall went even more unhinged.
Dude, first episode was all dick.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it'd be
they got to do
to
what
see.
They wanted to do the whole time.
Yeah.
And, you know, HBO wasn't putting giant restrictions on them, but there were still restrictions. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
now.
I think
with
still
some
had that
work,
network you, element to it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think with some work and some change, you could probably squeeze HBO for the rights. I think you at this point.
Or is
with
it
Bob's,
Go now? What is it? Max? Go? Whatever?
Yeah. I don't fucking know anymore.
It's
going to change
by the time this
change.
Comes out.
They've
the home
that
of
network.
Peacemaker. That's what I keep saying.
Crave?
You may remember us as Warner Brothers.
It's yeah. gonna, they're going to change it by the time this comes out.
No shit.
Mr. Trilogy.
I
just love how possible this still is, and my good, like we know that he still has the sketch chops. He's been working with Tim. He's been doing I Think You Should Leave.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I have 3 cars, 3 of the same cars.
It's better to have triples of the Nova. triples is best.
Oh my God.
They are so in the same vein too.
Dude, that
exactly.
skit
that's,
is one of the
funniest
skits.
It would be perfect. Like
too.
You bring him on as a writer, you bring on any of Tim Robinson's guys would work perfectly.
Well,
but like even if you can't get everybody here, that you could, like there's
can
there's
we call
options.
And I think with that too, like just being real, they don't. That's not their moneymaker. That's their passion project.
That's the passion project.
So
that's weekends.
It's something they always want to do. You know what I mean? They just need the opportunity to be able to do it. So I think that's why it would be really good. It's like it reminds me of like Wet Hot American Summer. Like
100%.
Those are made because they love it, and if people love watching it too, great. You know what I mean?
Hell
but that's not their Oscar. That's not their
okay.
No, I think that's awesome.
I got it.
Yeah,
Mr. Episode.
Mr.
You're having a Mr. Episode.
I might be. I smell burnt toast. No, instead of Mr. Show, Mr. Episode.
But it could be like Mr. Movie. They could do Mr. Movie. It's like HBO has the rights to that,
exactly.
right?
Mr. It's
Movie
kind of, you know what it is? It's in the same vein as when in between Duff Ferns did their movie.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You're taking
like,
the two of them.
There's a central plot, but it's mostly just bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bits.
Yeah, and everything's
through,
set pieces
I, okay.
like they would do the show. Like it's them walking on a stage and
they have a goal
everything.
Or something that they have to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I think
there's
between
a
Two Ferns they were trying to raise funding or get money for
yeah.
or something.
Wasn't he trying or was he was trying to disprove
to get the
something?
Ferns? No, he was trying
I
to get,
can't remember.
I think he was trying to get they were he was
real
gonna,
ferns?
He was gonna lose the stage or something like that.
So
he was
trying to raise money or prove that they could do it or
there were
there's
stakes.
A common goal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, you just follow Bob and David, maybe it's a road trip movie.
Or it could even be a fundraiser. Where
right, exactly.
The whole thing is them trying to make like a telethon. Like they're just trying to raise money.
That'd be great.
And they're even making fun of the fact that
they're trying
like,
to fund Mr. Movie.
Yeah.
As Dave, I co-sign this. Bob?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's a great
oh,
idea.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
That was a really good Bob impression, by the way. Oh, yeah. You're just smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And
I think
Jay,
it was a,
and
I
Jay
think
Johnson,
it's a great idea.
What do you think? He's in jail.
Pardon me?
No pardon for you.
Stupid.
Yeah, I
and that's my pitch.
I like how you're
that's
just like give the people what they want.
That's it. That's exactly what this is. Give
right?
everyone what they want
and
to see.
And everybody, like all the people that chimed in on this, like all of our listeners today, all of our voicemails, which we're super excited that you did, by the way. We like people who want to share in the madness here, so we're gonna talk about those in the end. But a lot of people always end up going back to more Mr. Show.
forces him to stick around.
And I didn't come to that show until way late, like way after Better Call Saul.
I think it was kind of ahead of its time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you appreciate it now. Also the age. Like, when it came out, I couldn't appreciate even like
mid-90s,
that kind of humor.
Early 90s?
And whatnot. I think it was like, yeah, I think it was like late.
Yeah, it was mid-90s.
It was mid-90s, and it was still, even though it was HBO, it was still on super late.
It was. It was like an 11 o'clock
show. It was on after everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It ran from 95 to 98.
Thank you.
Yeah.
3 glorious years.
Because now I watch it, it's kind of like Seinfeld. Like, I watch it now, and I'm like, oh my God, I really can appreciate this, because I have experienced, like, do you know what I mean? Like, some of the skits they would do, I couldn't appreciate that kind of humor, but now I really do. Like, for instance, like, I Think You Should Leave came out when I was in my 20s. I don't think I would have appreciated it.
Me either.
Right? Definitely do, and I want more of that kind
of. Well, it's dare I say, like, avant-garde. It's a little obscure.
Yeah.
It's not your mainstream.
It's not for everybody.
I mean, he wrote for Conan.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? So right there, that tells you a ton.
Yeah.
He wrote with Greg Daniels. He wrote with Robert Smigel.
Like, he wrote Stuck on You.
He has written with some of the best writers in sitcom history.
He was almost Michael Scott in The Office.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, Bob Odenkirk, they have, you can see the actual
Tim and Seth Rogen
screen test with him and Seth Rogen.
Yeah, so you're telling me
Seth Rogen did Dwight. He was auditioning for Dwight, and Odenkirk was auditioning for Michael Scott. And his Michael Scott's great. It's really good.
So you're telling me that he could have had hair plugs like 12 years earlier.
Oh, wow. Sorry. That makes so much more sense. Sorry, there is a season.
That's crazy.
There is a season of The Office
where they
go to a different, not even a branch of Scranton. It's a whole different thing. And they asked to speak with the office manager, and
it's Bob Odenkirk.
It is Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, because him and Greg
and
Daniels
really,
are buddies.
And he's really ridiculous, too. He's like, oh, you just missed, we had party hour, right, guys? And no one's looking at him. No one's, he's like, oh, they're all partied out because we had party hour. And he just keeps like,
he's
it's something like
a
that.
Meta Michael.
Yeah, and he's exactly. He's like another, it's his version of Michael, basically.
That we were robbed of.
Yeah.
And see.
Damn right.
Yeah, he's fucking fantastic. All right, you guys want to hear mine?
Yeah, you go next. Okay.
All right. So, as I've been running with a theme here as of late, I like puns. I'm a pretty punny guy. So, I mean, out of all the things that he's done, comedy, writing, Broadway, children's books.
You name it. Is there anything he can't do?
He's a fucking thespian, right?
Throws the ball.
He's doing so many different
things.
Throughout
the first pitch.
He's a pitcher.
I mean,
I think we all fell in love with him on Breaking Bad, right? That's where the world started to find out about him.
Yeah.
And he wasn't such a niche guy anymore. And then Better Call Saul.
That was like his mainstream was like for Breaking Bad.
For sure.
Yeah.
But Better Call Saul
is just the weirdos that were up at 2 a.m. watching Mr. Show.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and as we mentioned, that's his passion, but like you want a career, right? You want to do shit. Better Call Saul is some of the best suspense television writing in the history of one of the most boring law shows ever, right? Like, it doesn't deserve to be as suspenseful as it does, but they just pulled the yarn.
They find a way
to get your heart racing over a guy who's just pulling pranks and skirting the law. But you get so invested in Slippin' Jimmy. You get so invested in the guy who's just...
Well, and usually spinoff shows don't work.
No.
Right?
And this one is Joey was great.
Yeah. It did get two seasons.
I loved Joey.
Yeah. Come on.
Anyways, so...
Where's the gobble ghoul?
I come for you today, Bob, with something that you know, with something that you're very well versed in. We're going to do what's hot right now.
What's hot right now
is reality and cooking.
Oh yeah!
So we're gonna do it's called Saul Food, cooking with counsel.
There's the pun.
Oh my God, it's so good.
There it is, right there.
He got you.
Food.
Basic 30-minute reality comedy hybrid series. Okay, it's gonna be loosely inspired by. There's gonna be a lot of room for improv. All right, we're not gonna be we're
Mr.
Gonna,
food,
miss
improv,
so to speak. Right. So we have
now pasta.
We have celebrity guest cooks. We don't have. Cooks.
Okay.
We have celebrity guests come on to cook with Bob.
Okay.
All right.
Love to watch comics cook.
Bob judges the kitchen skills. It's set up in a mock courtroom environment. As mentioned, combo of scripted bits and improv riffing. This is I don't know if this is a web series yet. I mean, I know it's a little a web series is definitely a fall from cable for you, Bob.
Bob either does full episodes or that's it.
That's
AMC
true.
Or nothing.
This feels like AMC Plus.
Okay, all right.
This feels like
AMC
Paramount
After
Plus.
Dark.
Yeah, yeah. This
AMC
this
After Dark.
This is not for. The
Stay
food.
Tuned for After the Walking Dead 86.
I feel it wouldn't do well on the Food Network.
We're talking Saul.
Talking Saul food, man.
It's basically what ends up happening is it's this four segment structure where Bob, you're going to pretend to be Saul. And you're going to criticize the person's attempt at making the meal. You're going to take part in trying to cook it with the person. You're going to have famous characters from Better Call Saul and the Breaking Bad universe coming on to be a part of it. Like, for example, if the guest, the celebrity guest, let's say Rhea Seehorn comes on.
We're making Heisenberg nachos today.
Yeah, okay, perfect example. Thank you. So Rhea Seehorn and Bob, you're going to be making Heisenberg nachos with blue cheese. And out of nowhere, while they're fucking up, Jimmy comes in and goes, "Yo, bitch, those ingredients aren't correct, right?" Like you're gonna have moments like
you
that.
Jesse,
or, Jesse, thank you.
I think Jimmy could do it.
Thank you,
thank you.
Yeah. That is how I talk.
I was looking at him as I was.
We couldn't afford Jesse. Bring in Jimmy.
Your Jimmy impression was very good.
Thank you. His Bob was better. Then we might have like you might have moments where for these nachos, you might actually have Bryan Cranston might come on. And and replay his whole entire role as Walt. But he's going to be doing it in nothing but underwear and an apron. Right?
Gotcha.
Like, this is...
I want last shot, Walt. Ow! Ow!
I've never been shot before.
I'm the best meth man ever. Ow!
That hurts.
Yeah.
The point is it's going to allow for a universe that has a lot of room for a lot of great bits. It's going to allow you to be improvisational. It's going to allow you to reconnect with some of your favorite actors and co-stars.
So they stay in character then.
They come in character. Imagine it's more like a Halloween party with improvisational bits.
That's
so like
really funny.
Bryan Cranston is there as Bryan Cranston but dressed as Walter White.
Right.
Doing a bit with Bob Odenkirk, you.
Right.
As Slippin' Jimmy or Saul Goodman.
Right, I see.
Hopefully it goes off the rails. By the end of it, we'll have some celebrity judges step on. Maybe Vince Gilligan will show up. Maybe other cast members. Mike Ehrmantraut's character.
Loved his island.
Oh, my God, right.
Gilligan! In short, it's going to expose people to an environment that you've never been exposed to, which everybody can relate to cooking. Everybody can relate to screwing up in the kitchen. And why not make fun of you and the guest while we're at it?
This sounds destined for Flavor Network.
It's Flavor Town.
I think
maybe.
If it's shot like a cable access, that would be really great too.
Yeah.
Like the cable access kind of, you know, like set up and everything. It's like in a soundstage, but it's not very well like...
It's not well lit.
Like
we just need you for like a month. Like
there
we
is
can
an
shoot
audience.
You out real quick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A live audience would be great, because then everyone has to try the goods after.
Yeah.
Might kill people.
They all
sign waivers.
We can have a rotating set. Like we can do Heisenberg's nachos in the middle of the, you know, New Mexico desert.
Sure.
We can cook in Jimmy's office. We can hang out in the underground meth lab. We can go on site to Los Pollos Hermanos and do like a chicken dish. Like you can incorporate everything and make Breaking Bad food. Have Breaking Bad food.
We're doing half skin, half face Gus.
Half face Gus chicken tonight.
Yeah.
Half is breaded.
Yeah. The other half is bloody.
Yeah. So, Bob, what do you
think? Well,
when you told me the name,
I had you.
I thought you were going to go with like a, what's it called? Somebody Feed Phil?
Oh, Somebody
Where
Feed
he
Salt.
Goes.
Thought you were going to do with it. But I like the way that you went with it, too. Yeah.
Thank you. That's a missed opportunity.
When you told me the name, I was like, I thought I knew. I thought I knew ahead, but I like the way that you went with it, too.
Yeah, this is good, too. This is good, too. I like the idea that they can revisit characters. And some of them might be dressed but never do it. Like, I
guess
Cranston
thing.
Just being Cranston
like
the whole
Jesse
time.
Like, Jesse shows
be
up.
Be wearing a bald cap.
Jesse shows up as Jesse.
Yeah.
Right? Dressed as Jesse.
Right.
And doesn't speak like Jesse.
Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah.
come in character. Yeah. Or comes as himself.
Or last line could be like, "That's tasty, bitch."
Yeah, exactly. All right. And then be like, "Fuck, you made me say it."
Yeah.
Right? Like, everything that you can think of, we're going to turn it on its head. We're going to sketch it out. We're going to have fun with it. We're going to poke holes in it. It's like fandom meets the silliness of improv meets the... everybody can come to the table on a cooking show, right?
Yeah,
it's relaxing.
Yeah.
It's funny. You're going to be a big hit with the housewives. Like, it's, there's,
it's amazing.
The 10 to 2 crowd is going to love you, Bob. Like, they don't go to the movie theater. They stay at home and cook for the kids and watch Soul Food.
That's right.
Soul Food.
Nice one, Mike.
Thank
That's
you.
A good one. That's
Charles?
Yeah, so I totally forgot that he had recently done a Broadway, but I'm trying to think like something that he hasn't done.
I'm trying
yet,
to be original, Dave.
Or something that could be just absolutely ridiculous. So I thought it'd be funny if they did the Room adaptation for Broadway and Bob played Tommy Wiseau.
Yes. Spoons!
In the Room.
Spoons!
And if they really wanted, because I know Broadway's super long. So they could do the Disaster Artist and it bleeds into the Room. Just
it's
give
so
them
meta,
the full...
you can't tell if they're
yeah.
doing script or if they're...
Yeah.
I wonder if
yeah.
there's ever been like a premium show of the Room, like on Broadway.
How
like
do you
not,
make that
I
premium,
don't know.
Jimmy?
Well, no,
I
just mean somebody's probably made a play out of the Room before, but
sure.
I mean a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I like. It's,
I
just
did
think
not
that
kill
be,
her.
And that could be a whole song, right? Like, that would be,
I did
yeah.
not kill
and
her.
I feel like Bob would love it. I think he would commit to it, and he would just have so
I'd
much
love to hear
fun
him sing.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Especially like this. Like, you know, Broadway's tough, but Tommy Wiseau is tough.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Never gave up.
Yeah.
Got his money from.
Do you really think
yeah.
Odenkirk can pull something out of that piece of dog shit?
James Franco did.
I mean.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
I liked the Disaster Artist.
Dave Franco did.
Davey.
No, I think so. You already have a huge fan base with the Room.
You do.
Like, you already are going to grab everyone's attention with that because, yeah, like. Everyone's going to be already thinking, like, what the fuck kind of songs are going to be in here? How are they going to do this? How do you do aggressive sex scenes like that, even in Broadway?
Though that sex scene is probably the best sex scene in the history of
well,
sex
Well, because he's
scenes.
Having sex
with
her
belly
like,
button.
Her
yeah.
belly button. And, yeah.
yeah. He's so high up on her. I'm
and there's
like,
roses everywhere.
I don't think he's a human man.
No.
Tommy Wiseau.
I mean, you know, people from Louisiana or from New Orleans, as he says.
He is
usually.
Not.
Yeah.
That is not a New
he's
Orleans
He's from, like,
accent.
Transylvania. He's not
he
from New Orleans.
He is not from Earth.
I have oh never been God. To New Orleans, and that is not a New Orleans
That's
accent.
What Kal-El really would be like. He's Nick Cage Superman.
Everybody on Krypton is like Tommy yeah. Wiseau.
We actually banished him. We lied and said the planet
so,
was dying.
With
okay.
Lex Luthor's money.
does as Bob, as Bob Proxy.
Well, and I think it'd be like, sorry, with Bob, with it being Bob, I think David could be.
Oh,
like,
definitely.
All his best buddies
I don't
buddies
think
would
you
be,
can't, you can't have him do something if it's in this vein without Cross showing up.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So it'd be funny to
it's
see.
Like Robin doesn't get invited to the party, but
who,
Batman does.
Like who his, like what all the, like his crew that would come out, like who he would want to come and play all these roles and to see them
oh,
together.
Do I get like, do I, as Bob, do I get to like produce this? Like, do
yeah,
I
think so. I think so. Cause it's a big commitment. Like
how many shows are you
we're
asking?
Asking a lot.
How many day first of
I
all?
See it running longer than Cats.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm thinking 35 year commitment right off the bat.
But as long as you don't make me do another movie musical
yeah.
of the Room like
yeah.
they did with Cats.
Yeah,
fine.
Right, right.
That ain't
no,
right.
I think it would be even funny if it was like a live on Netflix, like it was a Netflix one night special.
Oh,
thing.
Like a Christmas musical.
And then it was like live like WrestleMania, like if you wanted to watch it on Netflix
That's
when it
beautiful.
Was airing and whatnot. I think that would
like
be really
Wiz.
Fun. Yeah, it would be the Christmas Netflix's
like
Christmas special every year would be David or
It'd
Bob
be a
Odenkirk
Christmas
doing.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
You think Bob
Tommy
Odenkirk
Wiseau
would
Christmas.
Tommy was
so Christmas.
What happens
Broadway?
When the Room in Christmas?
Can I counter yeah. and be like, I think it'd be more fun to uh-huh. do like a what's the one that the boys did from South Park? Mormon.
Oh, Book of Mormon. Yeah.
If they,
well, that's kind of what it would be like.
Yeah,
I think.
Like instead
Book
of
do, Room.
Yeah, Book of Room.
yeah,
where like. They look at The Room as like the best movie ever made.
Yeah.
Or it's a group of people who have uncovered movies after thousands or, of years of no movies. And this is the best movie ever
it would
because
be,
it's the first movie they've seen.
It'd be even great if it was like Never Ending Story where it's a kid in the attic reading it.
Yes. That's
but
what
like,
I'm talking
and,
about.
Yeah. And
like
then
this
it's
kind
playing
of shit.
Out.
And
yeah.
that
yeah.
story
like, yeah.
did have an ending.
It did. They, they, but they made more, I
Books
guess,
end.
Is their way.
So this is a musical? This isn't a broad
yeah.
this isn't a play?
Yeah, I think so. And I think
it's like a David Mamet version of The Room.
Bob and David would kind of write the songs. Like I could see them really doing a good job of writing the songs or working with a playwright that it'll help them like
Sondheim.
Write the Yeah.
I got
yeah.
an idea. Why yeah. don't it, yeah. it like instead do the sex scene
uh-huh.
and then have the two of them narrate over top of it?
Yeah, or the idea
like re-explain it as it's happening, like the, something to do with the.
Or he just goes in the room, and whenever he's throwing just roses at a girl, it's like that. Oh, he's having sex with her.
Yes,
because that's how we started every sex scene. Was like, here's some roses, and then they would bang.
That's how you have sex. Yeah,
that's right.
Here's your change.
Right. That's
thanks.
Right. Yeah. Hi, doggy.
Hi, doggy.
And some scenes they could just
you're my
recreate.
Favorite customer.
They could recreate exactly. Like,
yeah.
That's a perfect
it
scene.
It writes itself.
You don't need to change that.
Well, I was going to say, with musicals, like, how much of the original source material are you doing versus, like, because now you're letting...
You're mostly just writing songs.
Yeah. I think it'll be, like, so maybe this is different from Broadway, but I think it'll be more like movie musical where there is a lot of the dialogue. Like,
okay.
But yeah. Then certain things break out into... Like, when they're playing football in the alley, that could be a musical number.
Agreed.
And when What's-His-Face eats shit over the trash can, that could be like, you know, that ends that
Chris
scene. Chris
R. Like. I think there's like three characters named Chris.
Well, and he changes the kid's name throughout the...
Yeah. Denny.
Dancing.
Yeah, it's Danny and Denny. He
yeah.
says both throughout because of his New Orleans accent.
Oh, fuck. Well, should we vote?
What's Bob going to do? He'll do all three. That's how he's ending his career. It's like Tarantino. These are my last three projects.
Is that going to go out with a bang?
Yeah.
I could vote first.
Yeah, you go first.
I think, Michael, if you went the feed fill route, I would have picked yours.
Can I do that right now?
No.
All right.
I'm going to go with Charles because I would love to see a Room musical with Bob Odenkirk.
Can you imagine him with long hair?
You could have just said that
just
and you
long
had me.
Black hair, like the most obnoxious
That's
wig.
Genius. I think that's an excellent idea.
And what kind of accent is he going to do? Like, is he going to, like, you know what I mean? Because we
he's
don't know.
He's
going
to be fucked up.
Yeah,
I didn't kill her. I did it.
I did not.
And I think I'm pretty sure he's a fan of The Room. I'm pretty sure I remember.
There's
who
no way
isn't?
Reading
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If you don't see
especially
the comedy
from an
and the absurdity.
Especially from an improviser, like, that is like, if anything, it pisses him off that guy wasn't in on the joke, if anything.
Agreed.
Right? Like, that's infuriating.
I could make this. Uh-huh. Damn near impossible.
I want Charles to vote next.
But you know, I'm gonna make it so that it doesn't matter what Charles is.
Oh no!
Vote.
He's not voting with integrity. He's voting
I
himself.
Too am voting for Charles and the musical adaptation.
I'm telling Martin
of Spoons.
My vote is three votes.
Oh fuck!
I vote for myself.
Clean sweep.
I think everybody brought their A game, but just because you said Mr. Movie, that was literally the first thing I thought of was like, Mr. Movie would be hilarious. Just calling it Mr. Movie would be so funny alone. So.
Well, and giving, like, you know how they did with the Jackass Boys, like eventually it started to be this, not bigger than it is, but it's fun to see some story develop amongst the chaos.
Right.
Yeah.
So to see two guys write sketch comedy who are so chaotic and weird and obscure with their stuff.
And you throw Tim Robinson into the mix.
Add
oh my
that
God.
In there, right? And
oh
I mean,
God.
Obscure comedy is doing very well these days. Right?
Damn right.
I still have to watch Friendship. I'm very
oh,
excited
it's lovely.
To watch it. Yeah, I'm very excited
I really think
to
you're going to like it a lot.
Well, listener, we've asked you multiple
Charles
times.
Charles won.
Yeah. You did.
The Room musical with Bob Odenkirk.
It's genius.
I'm telling you, man, that's $1 million idea right there.
I think Martin would have voted for you, too.
Yeah. I think he would have. I definitely think
now we just need Bob's vote.
We do, and we would like to say right now, listener, that this is the part of the show where we actually get to interact with you, and thank you to everybody who spanned
that
the shit
pre-recording
out of,
again.
Yeah, you spanned the shit out of that post that we put up, and we told you what we were doing, and you came in droves.
Y'all
so
love Bob.
Do we want to? We'll do comments second. Let's do. We got two voicemails.
Okay, play the voicemails
from Piccolo. Piccolo takes all.
Dragon Ball Z fan.
I'm not sure on that, Charles.
What other Piccolo? Unless they play the Piccolo.
It'd be really nice
to
know.
I happen to play the Piccolo.
Shit.
So this is Vicky. She didn't say where she's from, and I'm not 100% certain, so that makes me less creepy.
It's probably for the best.
Planet
yeah.
Namek.
So Vicky's first pick, listener. Here you go.
Hey, it's Vicky. Piccolo takes all. In the past, Bob has said that his favorite TV shows were dad TV, like Antiques Roadshow and American Pickers. So here's my wacky idea. Hey, everybody, it's Mr. American Pickers Roadshow with Bob and David.
I love the idea of combining them.
Yeah.
She was right on point with you, dude. Like,
yeah.
bring back the OG shit that works.
I love Antiques Roadshow.
I am such a fucking fan of Antiques Roadshow.
How could you not be?
Like, it is.
But
it
I want
is,
them to do, like, you know, like, I respect the novelty, but I want them to do stuff where it's like, you know, like.
Legit?
Really weird, abstract, weird shit that even they're like. I know there's value to this. I don't know. We need a specialist.
Or do you like a Impractical Jokers where they come out and pretend to be people?
I'm trying to sell a GameCube.
Who know the value of a thing?
Yeah, like some,
and then
right.
explain it being yeah. like some ass. Like they just fuck with the people. Yeah. Like I think
one
that,
of the ports is broken. Yeah. So,
but like Dave tells Bob what to say, and Bob tells Dave what to say, and they're mic'd up, and then it's just the two of them interacting with like.
But they don't even need that.
Poor lost
think,
souls who just want to find out their grandmother's China.
I think
worth
if
something.
You just told them, like, you're like, hey, this next person's going to bring up a GameCube, make it seem like it's this. I think, and you let them just, I think or, they would fucking lose
I
it.
I do
like,
love the idea of being rich, buying storage units, and then trying to sell things from there on Antiques Roadshow. I got this stack of folding chairs. That's $300.
They come in as the guy's trying to pawn off the shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, I got four empty beer bottles from my uncle's bachelor party last weekend. What are you going to give me
they're
for?
They're stubbies.
They're stubbies. Yeah. No, yeah. They're nowhere to be found. You could make little glasses out of them if you cut the tops off. That would be fucking brilliant.
That's
okay.
great.
So, and because she's so awesome, she left us two. So thanks, Vicky.
Hey, this is Vicky, Piccolo Takes All on Instagram, and I'm calling in response to your question of what should Bob Odenkirk do next. I know you guys were asking for wild and weird ideas, but I legitimately think it would be wonderful if Bob were to be cast in a Wes Anderson film.
And we do love Wes.
And while I'm throwing my dreams to the wind, maybe a Coen Brothers film? Nah, definitely a Coen Brothers film. It just seems like a crime this hasn't happened yet.
Agreed.
Bring a sheriff back from Fargo. Bring him back to him.
See, that's why I agree with the Coen brothers more than the Wes Anderson.
Because he's already been a part of it, so why wouldn't he have a bigger...
Exactly. Yeah. I also think that when I saw Tom Hanks in the most recent one...
Otto?
A
Man Called Otto?
No, not A Man Called Otto.
The Robert Zemeckis?
The Wes Anderson movie where what is that?
Asteroid City?
Just the little bits I saw of him. I don't like Tom Hanks in a Wes Anderson movie. Like some people don't belong there.
You want Chet.
Michael Cera belongs there.
You want Chet
Michael
Hanks
Sarah
Wes
100%
Anderson.
Belongs in a Wes Anderson movie.
Oh yeah.
Which is why I think Bob, to Vicky's point, belongs in a Coen Brothers
more than
a Wes thing, right?
Oh yeah.
Because
I'd love to test it though.
Sure. Let's spend the money.
I'd love to see how that goes.
The Coen brothers and Wes Anderson are going to team up to direct a movie, and it has to start.
We already have to
Bob Odenkirk.
We already have to swallow G.I. Joe's and Transformers merging. Let's not merge two director worlds.
Bob Odenkirk would kill it in that, too.
In G.I.
Joe versus Transformers?
Yeah, he would.
Play a Sergeant Slaughter?
Optimus, wow.
Your Bob is horrible.
It's so bad.
Sergeant's Laughter?
That's how I look at it, too.
Yeah. So, thank you, Vicky. That was very nice.
Those are great.
Very nice of you, Vicky. Thank you so much. But we've got a fuck ton of
comments.
Yeah,
can I read my favorite first?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
This one I saw, and I thought it would just be perfect, and I'm mad because I didn't think of it first. Nano1275 says, since Bob loves physical and mental challenges, I'd love to see him on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, that one was great. That was a great comment.
I think that would be the most fun thing in the world. Now, I think he still has a lot of life left in his career. So he will not be on Dancing with the Stars anytime soon.
Safe bet.
But possibly if he needs some money.
But what if
he
just shocked us all and did it because he's like, my wife's a big fan. So
we could get that.
We watch it a lot.
We could get that.
I have recently come to the temple of Dancing with the Stars. It's big in our house here. We like
Carlton got you.
You loved all of that.
Do you know
why? Masked Singer.
I do.
You love it all.
I do. I'm such a sucker for that formulaic competition shit.
I used to watch Dancing with the Stars when they had stars.
I really came to it when they got rid of Tyra because I was like, Tyra, it makes
I like Tyra.
She made it too much about her.
Oh, for sure, but that's Tyra Banks.
I know.
Yeah, it'd be weird if she didn't.
Go somewhere else and make it about you.
But
Carlton does a really good job of
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Right? And then, I mean, the year he won and then his big Carlton dance performance where they choreographed the shit out of it.
Well, and it's him and Julianne Hough, I think, that do it. Yeah. And they're good together.
They're great together.
It works really well. I still miss the OG, like, dance, or,
Carrie Ann what is it?
Yeah, Carrie I love Ann how they Anaba. Always say that.
Bruno!
You know that she's a gold member, right? She's one of the fuck you twins.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Carrie Ann Inaba.
Carrie Ann Inaba. Not even kidding you. And when you see it, you're like, oh my God, that is her.
Is Tom Bergeron still doing that?
No, he left when they brought in...
Alfonso.
I was just going to say, I missed host of Hollywood Squares and America's Funniest. I
missed back America,
he was great. Hey,
America's
was
great. Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Right.
Hollywood Squares.
Squares. They brought it back. But
America's
it's not,
favorite game show host.
The current celebrities aren't good
They're
enough.
Oh, is it not Whoopi
they
anymore?
They aren't funny
no.
enough.
Bruce Valanche?
It's
is
not
it not Bruce Valanche?
No, it's Whitney, not Whoopi.
Yeah, Whitney Cummings is on there.
Drew's on
she's
there.
She's on it now?
Yeah, she's on it.
I'm a fan of her, but it seems odd for that kind of...
It's not unhinged because it's
see,
CBS.
That's what I mean. So if it's not unhinged, why Whitney Cummings?
Yeah,
I
it's
don't
not
get
fun
that.
Anymore.
Right.
So we all want to see Bob put on the dance shoes.
Absolutely.
I guess. He would be so fucking charming.
He should be on Hollywood Squares, too, if he that's should. The thing.
Center Square, baby.
No, I think he would be great on Dancing with the Stars.
Agreed.
And he would take it serious. Fun. That's the best part is, like, he would really try and take it serious. So
we have a couple Bob Odenkirk fan accounts that also commented as well. Saul Goodman's Good Girl.
Saul Goodman's
Which
Good
Girl. Which
is
actually just Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found
I'm
out.
The fan account.
I knew it.
No, her name is Erin. She's awesome.
Bob fan from
so
Mike.
This one is we asked for Zany. We asked for out there.
Okay.
This is a safe space, everybody.
This is erotic.
So I'd love to see him become an underwear model personally. Mm. He'd be an awful lot better and hotter than any of the young guys they use in those ads. In brackets. And I'm not joking.
Right.
I mean,
I think
we've all been having conversations about body positivity these days.
Bob looks
and like,
great.
I mean, why not we switch to
some
aging,
Fruit of the Loom?
Some aging Silver Fox Fruit of the Loom.
Why don't we have actual people that are wearing that?
Yeah.
Model it, you know?
The model guy underwear have, that has dad holes in them.
Yeah.
Yes.
I respect the dad hole.
And maybe a slight.
That's gitch, baby.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Like,
that's right.
Maybe
I also
fray
trust
around
Bob.
The leg.
I trust Bob more than like Theo James or whatever doing it. You know what I mean?
Do you
like, see someone that looks like me wearing their Fruit of the Looms till they should not be wearing
that's
them anymore?
That's right. Would he, strap's almost done.
Do you think he's going to wear a codpiece or would he just go normal
No,
dad,
he doesn't
dad
need
crotch.
To wear a codpiece. Yeah. He would just do it.
9 inches.
Or he'd have
days.
It purposely hanging out of the thing. So
that's,
that
that's
people
fantastic.
Know.
Does anyone actually use the hole in the front of the boxers to
I
pee?
I do, yeah.
I
no,
do.
You don't.
I, do
I did
pee.
It today.
Yeah.
You're lying.
I did
yeah,
it
yeah,
today.
Yeah.
If I'm not, if I don't have to really pee, I do it. But if I have to fucking pee,
no,
I'm,
man, I do.
I'm out over the
for.
Top.
I don't want to have to undo my belt and everything. I just open the zip, let it out.
You're
boom.
A madman.
Well, when I'm wearing a suit and stuff, oh my God, no way.
And when you're tucking your
fuck that. Yeah, no. No,
here's,
I just pissed my
I never knew for years what it was for. When I found it was for, I felt like an idiot. I'm like, oh my God, I should be using this. It's pretty cool.
All right.
Odin Purple, the other fan account that got back to us, she sent us an email. Her idea is an offbeat successor revival, completely new version of the Blues Brothers.
Oh, that's great.
Now, let me read this in its entirety here. Equal parts road movie and equal parts musical comedy, starring Bob Odenkirk, vocals and guitar, Conan O'Brien, vocals and guitar.
Oh, that's
it.
Good.
With possible support of Fred Armisen, drums, Mark
that's
Maron,
good.
Studio head or head band manager, Tim Heidecker, or other wildcard talent. This is chaotic, heartfelt, hilarious ride through the wild backgrounds
really
of the American music scene. An unpredictable duo or band tries to outsing, outrun, and dance and outweird the very industry that left them behind. Featuring an original soundtrack, pure silliness, real emotional stakes, and a surprise cameo from actual musical legends.
That's great.
I would just like to see this band.
That's good.
I think they'd be
that's
great.
That's really good.
I will read a couple more, but that one went right to my heart.
You know that what that good. Reminds me of? You,
the three of them doing a
Blues Brothers 3000.
Jesus Christ. Do I have to see the other 2,999 movies?
No, man, you're good.
2000?
You're good. Just watch the first one.
This reminds me, David Wayne and Ken Marino and somebody else, they have like a dad band.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, yeah,
that's
they
what
post.
This reminds me
oh my
of.
God, yeah. And they have like Joe Lutriglio as a guest on it.
Guys, we fuck.
They do covers. They just do like their fit, and they're in
but
a bar.
But that's what this reminds
me
of.
Yeah, that's really
they could
good.
Get banjo with Steve Martin.
Oh, yeah.
They could get Russell Crowe for lyrics. Like,
shut up.
You can if you want to talk about musically
only
talented
if he's
stars.
Les Mis. Only if he can sing Les Mis songs, that's it.
They do a whole Les Mis
Jean
cover.
Bonjour. Fuck, man.
So yeah, there's Saul Goodman's girl and Bob Odenkirk's fan page, Odin Purple. We also have some other fans.
Let me read one here.
Get it.
This one's not your Lena or not your Lina. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing, but it says, don't know if it's wild enough. It is. But I'd love to see him on a reality show or something like that, building a freaking house, cooking on Hell's Kitchen, something interesting. And that's kind of like what your idea was,
that's,
Mike.
As soon as
they could make a literal Bob the Builder reality show, and
that's
he's
hilarious.
Building houses.
Like Jimmy Carter.
Oh, my
wow,
God.
There's so much there.
That's great.
Bob the Builder.
He's building the first Saul Goodman food restaurant.
It's like Extreme Home Makeover, but Bob Odenkirk.
The Saul food chain.
Yeah, the
Extreme
Saul
Home Kirkover.
Oh, my God. And Gordon's just screaming inside. It's not
I
even
think
built,
that's
yeah.
a fantastic
that's
idea.
Great. That's really good.
Oh, Nano 1275 again, just hosting SNL would be nice.
Yeah, I can't believe he hasn't done that yet.
I agree.
I can tell you why, because I was reading about him today.
Tell me why.
He insulted Lorne?
He doesn't like Lorne.
Yeah, well, who does? Who does,
I mean,
really?
He expressed...
He's Dr. Evil.
He totally is. But he expressed the best thing that... He expressed it the best way, most articulately, by saying that the environment...
Fuck Lorne.
He doesn't work well in that environment.
Okay.
And that environment is designed to be high stress, high pressure,
fucking Lauren.
And fast. Like Lauren thinks that comedy is made on an
on
F1 racetrack.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
And it's not. It's made in groups and in rooms.
We're
and in
not making another
It never had
laser
to be live,
cat.
Yeah, Lauren, it doesn't need to be art. It just needs to be funny.
I'm not making laser cats with Bob Odenkirk.
But like when you find out that these guys wrote, it always boggles my mind. When you found out that Conan wrote for SNL.
Yeah.
And when you found out that Odenkirk wrote for SNL, and you're like, both of these guys are huge.
Yeah.
Right? Big in acting. Huge in the
writing community circles,
right?
Yeah.
Like they I mean, Conan's now making a play. He's doing
Conan's
movies.
Conan, yeah.
Right, but like,
so man, he was probably one of the best Oscar hosts in
ever,
decades.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you look at these two guys and they were pretty much pigeonholed, and you find out that Odenkirk wrote for SNL.
Yeah.
And you find that out all these years later and you're like, that's why it was good. Do you know what character he wrote?
Who?
In a van. Down by river.
That's right. Yeah.
That's his era of SNL.
Yeah.
And just like you can see it in The Simpsons.
Absolutely.
And it always surprises me that guys like that got away. Like you had fucking talents on
but,
that show.
You know, and you're totally right. But in a way, I think they got the better end of it because they went to SNL, which has this reputation of being the best, blah, blah, blah. They saw what worked, saw what really didn't.
And went off and did their own thing.
Right. And that's why Mr. Show is... Well, a cult classic because they didn't deal with that bullshit on Mr. Show. Conan ended up doing his talk, like his nighttime show, and he got to produce it the way he knew that, like, Lorne would never let him be like that.
Do you think Bob auditioned?
I don't.
You're I wouldn't totally be shocked. Right. I wouldn't be shocked if he did, because Conan did.
But can you. Has Conan hosted?
No.
No.
I don't think
neither
he has.
Bob.
That's nuts, too.
Is that not nuts that Mulaney, as a staff writer,
who went on
to be a comedian, but as a staff writer, has hosted two of the most famous writers outside of
Conan's episode would kill if he did.
And didn't Shane Gillis host twice, and it was and they fired him before he even started.
So like
he hosted,
he got casted. No, but he got casted
and then
hosted
twice.
Yeah, but he got casted as a member.
Got
fired.
Michael's
got
to be onto something here.
And then he hosted twice.
They just don't want to.
Like,
or something happened, or maybe Lorne is still
I think
that
Lorne,
bitter old man. He's like, they went off, they skipped SNL, and they went off and did something great.
I think
like, you're
he's,
too good for my show. Yeah.
I think he's butthurt and doesn't like knowing that they were...
They can get success without
because
him.
Because when you hear Conan and when you hear Conan and Bob talk about those days, you hear them talk, like when Odenkirk's on Brian's show, they're talking about like trapped in tiny offices up to 3 in the morning on a Tuesday night, like
stressed to all
it very clear they learned a lot and it opened their eyes like I don't want to do it if this is the way to do it
and,
but I want to do
and
it
and they
still.
Went off and did both of the things they tried so hard that Lauren Pitt was like no and then became famous off that. I think Lauren's butthurt to have either of them back because it's not just an actor. It's not just someone coming through who can do a bunch of sketches. It's two of the best writers from the show.
I think you might be hitting the nail on the head there, Mike.
I think there's shit under the bridge.
Well, and again, like Lorne has been in the industry for 40-something years. That's 40-something years of grudges.
Yeah.
And still like Saturday, what is it? Saturday Night did a really good job of even showing how he burned Billy Crystal. And he really did burn Billy
Crystal.
Oh,
yeah.
He really did.
Can you do it in 2 minutes?
Right? And that's Billy, and it's Billy Crystal. Like, you know what I mean?
Going home on the subway.
Yeah,
while everyone's at the rap party the first night, going home, never being able to get on, and then years later being Billy fucking Crystal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah,
same
with
George Carlin.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
And what's
George
amazing.
Was George at that time still.
And George being
the
first host. Yeah. Being the first host ever, like, George is amazing one for doing that, too. It's still, even Lorne knew, like, I don't think Lorne really vibed with Carlin, but he knew it was good for the show to get a high profile like Carlin, right?
I wish he could pick celebrities better now.
Yeah. I don't know why he's still doing it. Like, even Lucas was like,
ego, man.
I want to retire and enjoy. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, even
but
Lucas
still
Lucas,
gets a
like,
phone call when they're like, can we do this? He's like, no.
But Lorne will too. Like, there's, like, I guarantee you when Lorne retires,
Lorne could write the show
it's going to be,
home.
It's still going to be like produced by, like, his name's always going to be there.
So you know what though? What does Lorne Michaels do right now if he went on vacation for 3 weeks in the middle of shooting? What does Lorne Michaels really do besides
watching the show? Yeah.
Like, he sits there and he's like, this is funny. Well, this is not funny.
He's also 80 years old.
This was in the
third
segment.
He also wasn't funny when he tried to be on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he's...
He's also 80. Like, dude.
He doesn't know what's funny anymore.
Yeah, and, like, no offense
also
to,
you know what? He just wants Paul Simon in his life.
He just wants Paul Simon in his life.
It's your writing... It's your writing team that is, like, giving... Like, you really don't...
Yeah.
You're out of... Like, I hate to say, but
you're not the rudder, bud.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't all be Mel Brooks.
You know what it is?
We can't all do Spaceballs, too.
Mel Brooks is funny forever.
Yeah, right? Like, and he's more self-aware. Like, he's announcing Spaceballs 2 when he's almost 100 because he's like, who fucking cares?
The quest for
at
more
this
money.
Point, right?
Like, I want, you know what I want? I want Conan and Bob to host together.
That'd be great.
I want them to dig up, because you damn well fucking know, even if it was written on a napkin, it's in a file somewhere in some building, and I want them to go back to their era,
and
to
do
their
all the
canceled
that
sketches
no.
that were never done,
no
and they get to do them. That's the fucking
night.
That's
a great idea.
Even if they did an episode where they brought all the writers that left that didn't get real notoriety for it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because there's lots of writers that they only wrote a season. Like, Tim Robinson not only wrote... But, like, got fired from being cast because he was so, unpredictable.
They just didn't think he was funny.
They just couldn't, and they couldn't, and when they did, he broke everybody to a point that it was too distracting.
Like the Kevin Hart sketch.
The Kevin Hart sketch is one of the best because it's not a very good sketch, but he is the reason that sketch is so funny. And that, that sounds good, yeah. Like, and that's Lorne also getting mad. Like, Lorne doesn't like that someone can go in.
Well, and he doesn't get it.
No. Yeah. Lorne does not.
Oh,
like,
they're laughing,
was,
and I don't know why?
Lorne was not Tim's hire. I think they told Lorne to hire Tim, and he did. But it's very clear that that's not Lorne's humor.
No.
Like, Lorne isn't watching, I think you should look
at the flip
like,
side of that.
Lorne's
he's watching and being like,
Lorne, Lorne loves Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
Well, his father was a hero.
Oh,
that's
pretty
York.
Good.
But that's a big part of what it is, too.
It's a really good Dr. Evil.
It's just Dr. Evil.
I know.
When Mike Myers said that Dr. Evil is Lorne, and then I heard Lorne talk, I was like, oh, my God. And who knows Lorne rubbing faces or rubbing edges with Lorne better than Mike Myers. Mike Myers is a big egotistical asshole,
Mike
too.
Myers.
So the two of them in the room, they definitely pissed each other off.
Mike Myers was the reason that that SNL movies worked again.
Yeah, right.
Like
right,
the
right,
early
right.
batch.
Coneheads?
Coneheads.
Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury also, too.
Wayne's World is what made it everybody be like, can I get a movie? Can I get a movie? And he was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're totally right.
I mean, it was
sure.
Blues Brothers, and if I'm not mistaken.
Coneheads.
Well, Coneheads, yes. But Blues Brothers was the one. But Blues Brothers was then known for being the shit show of a production.
Yeah.
The cocaine-fueled nights.
The Popeye.
Well, shit, you guys know about him
waking up in someone's house eating a sandwich. Yeah.
Belushi.
Oh yeah. And I'm sure he did that was
America's
a regular
neighbor
for him too.
I can top that. Did you guys know when Dana Carvey was making The Master of Disguise, 9/11 happened, and it happened while he was in full Turtle Man costume?
No.
Yeah, so
no.
They had a moment of silence, and he's just
while
in
he's a
full
turtle.
Turtle Man costume.
Well, he's a
turtle.
Fucking turtle.
Incredible.
That's fucking
it's like
hilarious.
There was a guy turtle. When 9/11 happened in New York, they were at Good Morning America, and he was dressed as Mr. Peanut, so he had to watch 9/11 through the Mr. Peanut costume.
How do you do that? How do you... Stop looking at me!
That day couldn't be more depressing, but somehow that guy had the worst.
He had the worst day.
In a way, he had a worst experience.
It's like when Big Bird was almost on the Challenger. You guys hear about that?
Yeah.
They almost killed Big Bird.
Yeah. Yeah. That is one of my
imagine
favorite.
Imagine trying to bring that guy back on TV?
Nope.
That's
the
one
last
my...
thing you saw Big Bird do was fly
explode
in outer space.
Explode in a fucking
That's
spaceship.
One of my favorite moments in GLOW is when they're doing that promo and Alison Brie is being like Zoya and doesn't realize and they're all live reacting and she's like, oh, you cry, you Americans.
Yeah, when she
you
starts
cry.
To find her character.
And then
yeah.
they turn her head and she's like, oh my God, and sees what's going on. Because that's what
it,
happened.
Netflix, bring that show
but
back.
But that's like what happened. Like her class was there watching.
Yeah.
Was that not the teacher?
Yeah.
That like they brought her whole classroom to watch her die? That's fucking wild, man.
Awesome. Listener,
that's thank you so much for writing in, everybody.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That was great, and that's, keep doing it.
God, we just love feedback.
We'll make Bob Odenkirk incorporated in every episode now that we do.
You know, there's
just for the
yeah.
voicemails now.
Well, there's two left that we'll just say because people took time.
Crack them off.
Muatrix wanted a vampire comedy movie.
That'd
love
be
it.
Pretty sweet.
He should have just been
like a
in
dead
a,
and loving it kind
he,
of
he
thing.
He could have just played the Nick Cage role in Renfield.
That
oh
would
my
have worked
God.
Too.
Right? Oh, my God.
He could have let go.
I do like the Dracula dead and loving it. That's
right.
A good. That's a good
then
I love that movie.
VC.VCR. I think he'd be really good in a 30s/40s film noir movie type.
Yeah.
Or
I'd
being
love something serious like a detective story like that would be really cool.
Or, and it's in the same vein, obviously, or being a host on an animal show showing cute pets since he volunteers at shelters.
Ah, or, like
he,
a Crocodile Dundee, but
he
for
could
small
take over
puppies.
Like a Disney.
They could bring Zaboomafoo back, and he could be Zaboomafoo.
Love
with
that.
Bob
him and
Odenkirk.
David Cross.
Yeah.
Right. I love
Who
how no matter
be?
What we did today, David Cross was there.
Well,
somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
yeah, yeah. I, well, and what I
like
love
like I said,
too,
Batman and Robin. It's not.
I love
not
that
proper.
The world wants them to be together making stuff,
yes.
right? Like, for sure. Yeah. That was a good pitch.
If you're listening to this and
long
you
elevator
want
ride, but...
something of your thoughts played on the show, this is where you can leave a voicemail for this episode or any previous episode. You can leave ideas for trivia. You can tell us what you think about the show. You can do anything on that voicemail for up to 90 seconds. You can also send us an email at therealdebaters@gmail.com.
Say all your favorite swears.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, that's a good one.
And if you can do it, like George Carlin, do you guys know the shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cock, sucker, motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What is
it?
The seven
words you can't say on television.
That's more than seven. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cock, sucker, mother. Cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits are the original set.
Yeah.
What was wasn't
piss,
it
fuck,
inside the
okay, all right.
Wasn't it tits, inside fart, the actor studio that always asked every guest what their favorite curse word was? That
yeah.
was one of his yeah.
And what I did that for a minute on the show thinking I was cool. It wasn't cool.
New Warden. He wrote that good script, New Warden.
Yeah.
Remember.
Used to ask what you hope.
Under
God.
Arrested Development, that's his storyline. I wrote a script.
They've stopped
New
listening.
Warden. Okay. Anyways, yeah.
Send
voicemails.
Send voicemails.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear from you. Subscribe
sure.
to the show. It's free. It's easy. It's a way to support us. You've heard this before. I've been Slipping Jimmy.
I've been Nobody.
And I want you to do a voicemail with your favorite OJ bit.
Oh, that's a good one. What's your favorite Heisman trophy he won?
It's a running gag from the Naked Gun episode. Previous
honestly
to
that whole
go listen to that episode listener because all we do is OJ bits and
Mike
it's a
was
lot of
telling
fun.
Me about this that's great and
you
that
missed
was
out on some OJ
that's what the trailer won me when I was excited is when they actually address and the guy just like
there's a point in that episode listener where Jimmy's like all right just so you guys know and breaks stride and he's like OJ blah 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 and I'm like oh we're doing an OJ
OJ
bit.
Didn't do it okay
Emily we've got Emily in here.
That she
that's
doesn't
true.
Think he did it.
Yeah, we're going to play that clip.
Over and over and over.
What?
Again. We're totally fucking with
it. Oh, my God.
Say bye. Like, say bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, OJ.
Bye.
Bye, OJ.
Juice is loose.